In the beginning of the Easter season, we have the readings from the resurrection accounts, like the first few days or weeks after Jesus is risen. But now we've done a rewind back to John chapter 6, right in the middle of Jesus' public ministry, pre-resurrection, and especially John 6, the Bread of Life discourse. Why go here? One reason may be that in the resurrection, Jesus begins to show up so surprisingly in all these different places at once. To the travelers to Emmaus, to Mary Magdalene in the garden, to Peter on the way. He comes through locked doors and closed windows and just brings himself to his friends. And so in the Eucharist, this is how Jesus loves to act, that he comes very surprisingly, very humbly, unexpectedly, through the locked doors of heaven, through the simple signs of bread and wine. He comes at the same time to all of his beloved friends around the world as the risen one who gives us life. Because John 6 is all about God giving his people life. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. Resurrection is new life, and the Eucharist is our communion with the risen Christ. That may be one reason why we have these beautiful passages in the middle of the Easter season. Now, turning back to the first reading from Paul's conversion, you know, he has the scales on his eyes, he's baptized by Ananias, and then it says that he got up and was baptized, and when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. Now, certainly, Paul would have eaten human food and recovered his strength. He didn't eat or drink for 3 days, but it's also very likely that in addition to ordinary food, that Ananias or whoever the church leaders were would have celebrated the Eucharist. Paul was being initiated into the Catholic faith. He would have received all the sacraments of initiation after his encounter with the Lord. So beautiful to think about how Paul would have been actually recovering his strength even more than the physical food. If that was the case, even more so, he would have recovered his strength by receiving the body and blood of the Lord, life itself, after he was baptized. Receiving the Lord Jesus into himself and then going to proclaim him in the synagogues. Friends, Jesus throughout the world is strengthening his people. And he slips in and out of all kinds of places. In his Eucharist, in his body and blood, he shows up to us today to strengthen us at this altar. To all the altars of the parishes around the archdiocese. Around the world today, Jesus is being brought to the sick and the homebound, as I will do for several parishioners after Mass today. He comes in the locked doors of the nursing home and the apartment complex. He finds his way into his disciples, the risen one. Today, Jesus will come in masses celebrated where the faith is persecuted. Basements in Saudi Arabia, house churches in China, the one parish, there's one Catholic parish in the Gaza Strip. He will come in these places surrounded by darkness or persecution or war. He will slip in to come and strengthen his disciples. Jesus will come in and be brought to those who are imprisoned in political camps, in labor camps. As priests who are disguised, this very day will bring Jesus, the risen one, through apparently locked gates, and they will celebrate masses in dark corners. They will bring the Eucharist in their pockets to those who are hungering to be strengthened, to not lose their faith in time of trial, sickness, war. There's even the U.S. astronaut who Jesus shows up to in space. His bishop allows him to bring a pyx full of hosts when he goes on mission to the International Space Station, the ISS, and every so often he is given permission to receive communion himself as he's serving his country, orbiting the planet Earth that God created. Jesus just is all over the place, strengthening his people. Brothers and sisters, he truly is the living one. He wants to give us life. And the deepest communion on earth we can have with him is to be with him in holy communion. Do we really believe that his strength comes to us in the sacred host? Do we sometimes take him for granted, all the labor, all the work, all the blood that Jesus shed to come so close to us and strengthen us? And all the people around the world who do not have this convenience and this peace to come into a beautiful church without any war or chaos? Do we sometimes, like Thomas the Apostle in the scriptures, sometimes have hardened hearts that though we have heard this, though we have been taught this, sometimes we can be like, I'm not going to believe that until something else happens. I need something more. Is not the word of the Lord enough? Is not the testimony of the saints enough? Is not the testimony of the persecuted Christians of the 2 millennia enough? Jesus, the risen one, comes through locked doors today to come to us and strengthen us. And if we feed on him with faith, we will have life as the Father has life.